Hi there, welcome to today's episode of How to Raise Baby Chicks. My name is Matt Van Eynert. I am here with you for the next 16 weeks to show you how to raise baby chicks. I'm also the founder of Pampered Chicken Mama, which you can find at pamperedchickenmama.com. And we have a line of treats and feeds for backyard chickens, which has inspired this series. Now today I'm going to show you some easy tricks for figuring out if your baby chicks are males or females. The only real way to really figure this out is actually to look into the vents and look at their parts to see if they're male or female. But that's a really tricky thing to do. I never advise people like you or me do that because you have to go to school for many years to figure out how to do that without killing the chickens. So these tips are going to be practical ones that you can use at home. They're not 100% predictive, but in my experience, they work pretty well. Okay, so trick number one is to look at their wings. This only works in the first 3 days of their lives, and it doesn't work for all breeds, but it works for most. And it's one of the easiest ways to figure out if you have little boy chicks or little girl chicks. Now, female chicks will grow their wing feathers and their feathers in general faster than the males. So these chicks have been alive for about 3 days, so they're a good examples to use. I won't use this one. This little guy right here, you can see, you don't see any wings on him, right? At least any wing feathers, right? So this is might be a little boy. Whereas this one, this is a good example. See how much feather growth there is? See how many feathers there are on the wings? That's an indicator that that might be a female. So let's look at this guy again. There you are. Yeah. I picked this one because it bounces around so much, I think it's actually a rooster. Even if I hadn't done this trick, but see its little wings. You don't see the same level of growth that you did in this little guy. Little gal, right? So again, it's not going to work for every breed. It's not going to work for every chicken. It's not 100% certain, but it's a pretty good indicator. Even the fact that this little guy bounces around so much and he runs everywhere, that also is an indicator. Again, it's not 100% certain. It's just a factor among many. But that might mean that it's a rooster because the pullets, the young pullets, typically aren't that boisterous, right? They're not bouncing up and down. And I've been watching this chick for the past 3 days. It's been everywhere and jumping up and down and into everything. So that, yeah, again, it's not predictive. It's not going to get you as far as some of the other things on this list, but it's a good indicator. Now, another indicator is comb size. Between about 4 to 8 weeks, you'll start to notice that some of your baby chicks, will probably have more pronounced combs and they'll be redder, right? So you'll start to see more growth on some than on others. Again, this is 100% sure, but it's a pretty good indicator that that's a rooster because the roosters tend to have more pronounced combs than the hens. So if for whatever reason, they seem to grow sooner than the hens. So if you have a chick that's 4 to 8 weeks, that is months before it is actually sexually mature, and it has the red combs, another one to look for are the wattles. If the wattles are starting to become redder and more pronounced sooner than the other chicks, that's likely a rooster. Something else to look for from about 12 weeks to 16 weeks is the body shape. Now, hens tend to hold their tails more upright, whereas as they develop, the roosters tend to angle their tails more downward. So the hens will have a more upright, boxy shape to them, whereas the roosters won't. Again, this isn't going to tell you 100%, but it's a pretty good indicator. Around this time, you'll also probably notice the young roosters start to crow. As you hear in my background, they're constantly crowing. And again, that's 100% indicative, unless you happen to have a hen that crows, which is a very rare thing. It happens, but it's rare. In all likelihood, you have a rooster.